This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Normally when we start the show, we usually kind of kick it off saying like, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, happy Friday. Today is always like a kind of a different day. It is 9/11. 24 years ago today, 9/11 happened, which is just crazy concept to think about. We do want to kick off the 9/11 show and honor those victims, honor those first responders and those heroes in those times in a special way. That's why we always do the good news, is we want to kick off the show with some positivity. So on a day that I feel like we all could need some positivity, right, where you could feel the air, it feels a little bit different here in our country, I have a good news story about some first responders honoring other first responders in a real special way. And that story is going to come up next on the Brett Maga Show. Today is 9/11. It is the Brett Maga Show, and the air always feels a little bit different on 9/11, 24 years ago today. I think we're all kind of sitting in different places in our lives when we got the news that the first tower had been struck, then the second tower had been struck, and we realized that our country was under attack, and we realized that our lives were about to change forever. So many lives changed forever, like the 2,977 people that passed away on 9/11. That's 2,977 people who were supposed to go home to their family, to their kids, didn't go home that day when they were just sitting in their office like everyone else on a regular day. And their lives changed. Those parents missed their kids' graduations, marriages, have been affected. If you think about it now, 24 years later, those kids who are 5 or 6 years old, like my kids are, my kid's 4 and a half, 24 years later, he might be getting married. You know, started his career, graduated college. All those moments I would have missed. And so we want to honor those who we lost, especially those first responders. 343 of those people that passed away were firefighters that died on 9/11.
Wow.
And one of the events that happens all over the country is first responders and other firefighters honor their other brothers and sisters, and they do, they get in all gear and they climb the 110 stairs that represents the towers. That happens all over the country. I love that first responders do it, but I want to highlight one in particular. He always kind of goes viral. His name is like Mark Bruno, and he goes to a gym like you would go to, Hannah, and does the stair stepper in front of everyone in full gear. And so it's cool that the brothers and sisters all go together and go to a specific place, but he goes to a public place in a gym in full gear, and so people who are working out can see what type of work, what type of effort, what it took for those first responders to run into those buildings publicly. It's a
I've seen this happen before.
It is crazy to see those men and women who do that, but I cannot believe it. It was 24 years ago. A lot to digest. Kevin, I know that 9/11 always brings up a lot of emotions for you personally.
Yeah, you know, being on the air and seeing it actually happen live and how it unfolded, and I still just think, thank God for those first responders. Thank God for those people who do what they do and those that continue to do that. The first ones to run in the direction of trouble where so many of us will run away.
Yeah, most people, like there was, New York City was evacuating, and those people are running in. And you just think about the new picture of New York City and how busy it all is at all times, and the whole people running like the opposite of the stampede. You know, the other thing is, I want to just highlight too quickly, is a lot of those first responders who did survive and ran into those buildings and still helped other people are now feeling the effects medically from being in the smoke and how they had to be deal with that. So it is a day that happened 24 years ago that starts to become desensitized, I think, at this point. Like, people do less memorial moments for it, but those 2,977 people have never forgotten, and it did change their lives forever. So I just want to highlight them.
The polls are open.
All right, the poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. A lot of talk about TV stuff that's happening because the Emmys are happening this weekend, highlighting the best in TV. If you had to choose like a TV friend group that you would feel like you'd fit in, which TV friend group? We're like, oh, I can hang with them.
I'm going to say the people from Zoe 101. I always wanted to go to PCA. I feel like I would love going to school with them. I would have vibed with Zoe and
Okay, I can see that. Kevin.
I would go with the crew from Seinfeld. Not that they need a fifth wheel.
I was like, Kevin, please don't choose Little House on the Prairie. You would not make it, bro.
No.
Seinfeld, I could see you pull it off.
I would be like the second Kramer.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I feel like actually they need a Kevin in the group. I could see that because you're different than Kramer and different than George.
Perhaps I could keep them out of jail.
The only problem with Kevin, though, is the friend group lives in New York City.
Yeah, that's true.
And Kevin in New York City just
Kevin
seems like I'm a mess. New Yorker.
He's their friend that lives back home.
Yeah, yeah. Not a New Yorker.
I 100% have to be in New Girl.
New
but
girl.
I want to be the girl, and then I want to have all the guy roommates. I think that sounds so fun. I think that I would do really well.
You want to be the Jess. It's right, Jess?
Yes.
You want to be the Jess?
I want to be Jess.
I went back and forth between Saved by the Bell cast, but I felt like I don't really want to be friends with Zach because he's always like scheming and stuff like that. But honestly, I think I choose How I Met Your Mother. I feel
really?
I love How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
It's one of my favorite. I feel like it's a better version of Friends group and setting. I feel like it's a good dynamic. There's enough like funny people like Barney who causes enough mischief, but also like there's a decent group of friends who like really do have your back. So I think I would choose the How I Met Your Mother crew.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Keep It Moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. So I'll read off a headline and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, would you try this new ice cream flavor? People are releasing sunscreen flavored ice cream.
Low key. Yeah, I would try that. And that's big for me because I'm
reaction.
So picky.
So yeah, like Kevin's reaction is like a lot of people online. So Van Leeuwen, they do this stuff all the time. They like mac and cheese. They always do goofy ones and they have some good ones too. They're trying to team up with Carnival Cruises to do sunscreen flavored ice cream. But these flavor, like if you think of sunscreen,
it'd be like coconut.
Yeah, that's it. It's like vanilla, coconut, and salt. Like sunscreen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Green usually smells delicious
and
it's usually like light and fruity. Like,
no,
I don't get it.
Maybe I was the kid who accidentally licked the sunscreen on my, you know, wrist or whatever when it was on me, and I was like, it tastes very like, you know, medicine-y or whatever. So no.
This is the biggest challenge Americans are facing right now in 2025.
Keep it moving. I can't handle it.
Okay. Most overused costumes for Halloween.
Ooh, what are they?
All right. So here are the top most overused costumes. Every year you find a ghost face, Michael Myers, Jason, skeleton, vampire. Those are the most common. You always see those.
I want people to stop dressing up as Michael Myers. That, like, actually scares me.
Oh, okay. We'll do it for you. Like, you know what? Michael Myers is
If I show up to work on Halloween and you guys are dressed up as Michael Myers, I'll probably pee my pants.
All right. Make a note, guys. All of us in the studio, exactly. We are all
Kevin
just Michael
would make
Myers.
The scariest Michael Myers.
I think AB, Kevin, and myself should all be Michael Myers.
I would get it wrong, though. I would be Mike Myers from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's funny. How long does it take for an acquaintance to become a true friend?
Ooh, how long?
How long for you, Hannah? An hour?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? How long do you think?
I don't know.
200 hours.
That is ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, study says it takes a minimum of 200 hours together to move from acquaintance to close friend. Hannah's like, I thought we became best friends like last week.
Yeah, what?
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Christine. You played Hannah in Hannah's homeschool before?
I have, and I need redemption.
Whoa.
Dang. You lost to her? What happened?
I did. I got 3 out of 5, and she got the 4.
Dang. Well, that won't happen this time, Christine. You got this. I feel it. Hannah, leave the room so Christine can redeem herself, okay?
Yeah, go on, get.
Get on, get, she said. I like how she said, get on, get. All right, we're going to ask Christine 5 pop culture questions. Hannah leaves the room so she can't hear the questions or the answers. We'll see how she does. Here we go. Apple just announced the new iPhone. What iPhone are they on?
17.
Boom, there we go. Right off the bat, we're on the board. What TV show was nominated for the most Emmys this year? What was the biggest TV show this past year?
And yes, you can phone a friend.
Yeah, I would like Kevin.
All right, I'd like Kevin. All right.
I believe it was the bear.
It's not the bear.
No.
You let her down,
no.
And you asked her to use her lifeline.
Oh, no.
The bear last year set the record for most nominations in a comedy.
And not this year?
Not this year.
Can I make a guess?
You want to take a guess to see if you would have chosen the right person?
I actually have no idea who it is, but is it Severance?
It is. You chose wrong person. It's Severance.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a total guess.
Wow. Christine, you chose the wrong person.
Oh, Christine, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So sorry.
Wow. Just remember that, Christine.
Yeah.
We're ready.
All right. It's all right. We're going to recover. The HR woman from an astronomer who got busted cheating is now filed for divorce. At what concert did that happen at?
Coldplay.
Okay. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were seen Monday night at the soft opening of the 1587 steakhouse. Who does Travis Kelce own that steakhouse with? It is a teammate.
Let's go with Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, let's go with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, there we go. And then Hilary Duff's return to music was announced. She got her start on what Disney show?
Mickey Mouse Club. Ugh.
No.
I knew that one. I'm sorry, Christine.
3 out of 5. You would have gotten a 4 out of 5 if you would have chosen AB to answer as your phone a friend. Okay, we're going to see how Hannah does. Some tricky ones there. We'll see if Hannah can navigate through them and see if a 3 out of 5 this time is good enough to beat Hannah and Hannah's homeschool.
Let's see.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. This is a grudge match, a rematch. Christine had played Hannah's homeschool before and lost to Hannah in a pop culture quiz game. So we're going to ask Hannah the same 5 pop culture quiz questions that I just got done answering to Christine. And we'll see how you do. Okay, Hannah?
Okay.
You got to get at least, Christine, tell her how many you got this time.
I got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Okay.
She did phone a friend. She chose Kevin. Kevin missed it for her.
I let her down.
AB
not much of a friend.
Knew it and yelled out the answer. So she just chose the wrong person.
Yep.
So that's why she got a 3 out of 5. Let's see if you know it.
Well, I don't get a phone a friend.
No, you don't get a no friends for Hannah. Apple announced the new iPhone. What iPhone are they on?
17.
That is correct.
Okay. Woo!
All right. What TV show, because you're going to be covering it, been locked in on the Emmys, what TV show is nominated for the most Emmys? I will let you know this is the question Kevin missed, who's locked in on TV, and AB knew. This is the drama question. See if you know it.
The.
I tell you right now, you're on the wrong track.
What?
You never get hints, you say. The would not be a good
Players.
Word.
Players?
Is that a show?
Is that even a TV show?
Didn't you just talk about that? Hillary Duff?
No. Younger? Younger?
It's younger.
And that show ended like a decade ago.
No. Hey, don't feel bad, Hannah. I said The Bear.
At least it was
that
a real
is
show.
Incorrect.
Hannah just made up a show. I thought I got the most.
You guys don't know Players?
You guys don't watch Players? Everyone watches Players.
What is it?
Severance.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Players?
It's a good show. I've seen it.
Okay. The HR woman from Astronomer who got busted cheating is now filed for divorce. At what concert did that happen?
Coldplay.
All right. So you need 1 of 2 here for a tie.
Okay.
Sports question-ish. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were seen Monday night at the soft opening of Travis's steakhouse, 1587. Who does he own the steakhouse with?
Jason.
Not
no,
Jason.
No, not Jason.
What? Patrick Mahomes.
Damn
it.
Yeah, he's the 15 in that.
Yeah, it's 1587. It's their numbers. Duh. But okay. All right, you need this question. For the win, Christine, are you nervous?
I'm excited.
Okay, do you think Hannah's going to get it?
I really hope not, but yes, probably.
Hilary Duff announced that she's going to return to music. Uh-huh. You want to answer prematurely?
Usually I would, but I'm going to be on my best behavior. I really want
She
to
got
win.
Her start at what Disney show?
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah. Hannah does it. 3 out of 5. A tight race this time. Christine, don't come away with the win, but it got better. You guys tied this time, but Hannah gets the win for a tie.
Yeah, and you know who not to pick next time is your friend.
Never
if you would have phoned
Kevin.
The right person, you would have won,
so
Christine.
So sorry, Christine.
Kevin lost it for you. Wow.
Remember that.
Maybe we should make Kevin say it. This is Kevin, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kevin. I got schooled by Hannah.
That's
I got schooled by AB, and I got schooled by Severance.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day. Here we go. Almost half of people who will buy this do not have kids. People with not kids buy this. What do they buy?
I'm going to say people buy hot tubs who don't
hot
have kids.
Hot tubs. Hey, okay.
Because people who have kids don't have time to relax like that.
All right, Kevin?
See, and I was thinking it'd be something that kids would usually want. That's why they're buying it. I'm going to say candy.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to say a plane ticket somewhere.
Plane ticket? You don't have time.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Kevin's the closest. It's something
really
that kids, having kids, you would normally buy, but 50% of people who do not have kids don't are the ones who buy this.
Trembling!
What is it? 855-444-6342. Texting your guesses. Give me the answer next.
Mega Minds.
Do you want to give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day? Almost half of the people who buy this do not have kids. Simpler than normally people that do have kids buy, but actually 50% of people who purchase it don't even have kids.
All right, really good guesses coming in on the text line. Bennett texted in and said cereal. Mm. Paul texted in and said chocolate milk. That's one of AB's favorites.
Yeah, I respect that. Mm-hmm.
Teacher Suzanne and her son Trevor said mac and cheese. The musician family is tapping into like Kevin's core. They said toys.
No, it's something I just recently bought. It's a big purchase.
Sandbox?
No. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
A van. 50% of the people who buy this
really?
Buy a minivan, don't even have kids.
Interesting. You know, I must say, when me and my girlfriends went down to Florida recently, we drove a van, and I low-key liked it.
And Hannah did come back and say, man, I drove a van, and it was real nice. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you got to get yourself a van. You could be cool like me and
trade
drive
in the
van.
Jeep for a van.
Yeah, then you could be cool. What's the most iconic TV show of all time? We'll discuss next on The Brett Maga Show. With the Emmys happening this weekend, let's talk about the most iconic TV characters and TV shows of all time. We'll go around the room, and we'll vote on who we think would be the most iconic in each of these different categories. We're going to hand out our own Emmys here on The Brett Maga Show. Who the Emmy go to for most iconic TV couple of all time?
Okay, pretty obvious I'm going to say this, but I mean my answer. I'm going to say Derek and Meredith from Grey's Anatomy before you guys come at me and just say,
yeah,
oh,
that's
you're
terrible.
Gonna pick Grey's Anatomy for everything. No, this couple has been through everything together. Brett, you're always the biggest advocate to say that a couple has to go through like the true meanings of life, good, bad, ugly, good days, horrible days together. And that couple had more bad days than anybody.
I would
and they
believe
made it
that.
They had more.
Crashes,
had a lot of bad days.
All the things.
You always give me crap about Nathan and Haley from One Tree Hill, which I had as a top.
She cheated on him.
He cheated on his wife with her. Nothing. Silence. Did you hear, Hannah? Guys, keep that moment in time. There was silence on the other end of that. I've never heard that before.
Well, Addison cheated. I'm just giving spoilers.
Wow. This is spoilers.
Spoiler.
All right,
vibe.
Kevin, who would you say is the most iconic
TV? You know, I want to say The Mandalorian and Grogu, Baby Yoda, but I have
to
go.
Is that incest?
No. No.
That's funny.
I have to say Ross and Rachel from Friends. And the reason is because even though they were on a break, I mean, how many times did you tune into Friends to see those two together, to want to see those two together?
I've seen social media rants talking about how toxic that relationship is. Like, people get
regardless,
upset about it. I know.
Regardless.
But iconic.
Forget the toxicity.
Yeah, like, yes. Like iconic. And it is when you associate with TV couples, Ross and Rachel always do come to mind. AB?
I said Jim and Pam from The Office.
I feel like
everybody
Great
knows who they
one.
Are, regardless of if you even watched the show. And there's also something really special about how normal their relationship is.
I said Corey and Topanga. I love Corey and Topanga from Boy Meets World. That's my
good
favorite.
One.
Yeah. Most iconic TV villain.
Okay.
TV bad guy. Bad guy could be up for interpretation.
This was really, really hard for me. But I said Piper Chapman from Orange is the New Black. She makes some terrible choices while she's in prison, and terrible choices in general to end up in prison. But out of all the characters on that show, Orange is the New Black, I would say that a lot of people don't like the choices that she made. I don't like the choices she made, so she's my villain.
She's supposed to be the lead in Orange Is New Black, and I don't think there's
a
character.
Loses that.
Yeah, like everyone kind of can't stand her. That's interesting. Kevin, interesting to see who you think is a TV villain, because there's some bad dudes in TV.
I have to say, the best actor who's played TV villains is Carlos Esposito, who's played Gus Fringe from Breaking Bad. He's played Moff Gideon from The Mandalorian. He's also on The Boys as a villain, so he's all over. But the one I chose was King Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Oh,
that kid,
great answer.
You hated that kid from season one. Don't want to give any spoilers away, but yes, he was a
there
great,
was nothing
great
redeeming
villain.
About him. Great yes. answer. Great yes. answer.
I said Sue Sylvester from Glee.
Oh!
I think the first time you watch it, you're like, oh, she's really funny. And then the second, third, fourth, fifth time you watch it, you're like, oh, she's actually like a villain and she's so mean. Like at one point she put the coach of a rival Glee club, she pushed her down the stairs to send her into a coma so she could take her job. Like, it's the most
that is villain behavior.
I probably wouldn't have caught it if I, you know, but when I watched it a fifth time.
Yeah, it's funny the first time you watch it.
Once I watched it a fifth time,
it's not funny.
It really resonated with me. Again, my people may or may not call this person a villain or not. I did Dexter.
Ooh.
What do you mean? Of course he's a villain. He's a serial killer.
Thank you. But I think he thinks he's a vigilante because he kills other serial killers. I think he thinks he's doing a good thing.
Doing a good deed.
Yeah. But I to me, and there's no character that like really just like get resonant. Like for me, like I guess every episode carries over to the next episode more so than ever. The suspense gets me with Dexter more than any other show. Let's do hottest character and best TV show in less than 3 minutes. We'll keep our most iconic TV characters going. Who are the most iconic TV characters, TV shows of all time? With Emmys this weekend where they hand out the awards and best of TV. Let's think back about some of our favorite TV characters and favorite TV shows here on the Brett Maga Show. One of the things I think we all love to do is debate this. So if you want to text in, go ahead and text in some of your answers on this too at 855-444-MEGA. Who do you think is the most iconic, hottest character of all time on any TV show, Hannah?
Hey, this was pretty hard for me, but I love my answer. I'm going to say Gabby from Desperate Housewives. She is a baddie.
Okay.
I mean, her style is awesome. She, when I watched Desperate Housewives, I was like, I want to be her. Like, she's it.
I thought you were going to go with, like, Derek Shepherd again. He was just giving the answer for everything.
Right,
but no,
exactly.
Went with the Desperate Housewives answer. Okay, Kevin.
I tried to do different answers because I knew I'd get roasted for picking everything Grey's.
I might be showing my age on this one.
Uh-oh. Vanna White?
No.
Remember when Kevin did say, like, Vanna White was a hottie? Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go back to the 70s. Even though I wanted to say CJ Parker from Baywatch.
Wow, CJ Parker.
Yes, that's Pamela Anderson's character. Yeah. But for me, on the guy side, it's got to be the Fonz from Happy Days.
You have Fonz.
He was the king of cool.
Okay.
King of cool. And then for the females, I'm going with Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Iconic. That is iconic.
Good answer.
She's strong. She's tough. She's Wonder Woman, and she's hot.
All right. Mm.
Well, I said Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Jesse!
That's a good
He's got the guitar and the hair. I mean, everyone loves John Stamos.
I did Sloan from Entourage. I have this huge crush
with
Sloan.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm obsessed with Sloan.
You are obsessed with her.
I think Sloan from Entourage is so hot. I don't know any other thing.
You
Manuela
think she's
Shaquille.
Cool.
Yeah, she's so cool. She's so chill. She's probably almost too cool to E, who kind of treats her like crap. I'm like, E, get out of the way. Yeah, Sloan from Entourage. Who do you think is the funniest?
Okay, that's hilarious that you brought up Entourage. I really thought I would get you with this. So a lot of people might say that he's a villain, but to me, he's the funniest character ever. It's Ari Gold from Entourage.
Yeah, I think he'd be canceled nowadays. Like Jeremy Piven always says that.
But he's so, like, just crazy. That he's so sporadic that I'm just like, the only thing I can do is laugh at him because I'm like, you're psycho.
Part of the comedy is going to those extremes. And okay, Kevin, who do you think is the funniest?
I agree with that, sporadic. I got to go with Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, that's a good one.
I wrestled with Kramer.
Any scene, you physically?
Yeah.
But any scene he was in was hilarious. I mean, you know, it didn't matter. You know, just from walking in the door, you knew something funny was going to happen.
I said Michael Scott from The Office. My favorite thing is just when people say absurd things without realizing that they're absurd.
He like almost got annoying at a certain point. He was like so ridiculous that it's like,
my type of guy.
Yeah, but I do think like, hey, when you think about the funniest characters, like Michael Scott has to be mentioned. I put Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. I thought Barney's like games and tricks to hook up with women and meet women were just absolutely ridiculous. I thought Neil Patrick Harris played it to perfection. And I just love the acting that like Neil Patrick Harris plays Barney Stinson, who's obsessed with women and probably we consider a womanizer, and he's gay.
And he's gay. Right. Yeah,
I just love that, everything about it.
Legend. Wait for it. Derry.
Okay. What is the most legendary TV show? Not your favorite. Who do you think is the most iconic?
I'm sorry, I have to say it. Grey's Anatomy.
20-something seasons.
I have to say it. It stuck around for that long because it's so interesting. Hits every facet of emotion you can think of. There's a reason people get addicted to it. It's legendary. It's iconic. And it's the only thing I watch.
See, I wrestled with this one, too, because I was looking like, you know, the TV shows that kind of started it all.
Yeah.
You know, like an I Love Lucy or even The Honeymooners. Mm. And even to a long-running one like a Gunsmoke. But the one that I came to and I was like, yeah, that to me is everybody's trying to be that is Seinfeld. It is,
yeah.
You know, even though it's the show about nothing, so many shows tried to copy that.
I think the reason we have The Office is because, and the reason we have Abbott Elementary is because of Seinfeld, right? Like,
yeah.
Great basis, great.
No surprise here. I said Glee.
Most iconic.
I think people forget when that show was airing. I mean, those songs were reaching like the Billboard Top 100 every single week. There has not been a show like Glee since Glee.
And
no one's even tried.
There were shows that tried to do it before Glee, and none of them took off.
Yes. Yeah,
they called it like a trailblazer too for some of the topics and the way they handled it and how the things they talked about.
Yeah.
I went with two shows. I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think if you're going to be scripted. I think Game of Thrones has earned its seat at the table of the biggest show of all time. Whether you like it or love it or got into it, it just is one more war. It's more renowned than any other show. I think Game of Thrones. I'm going to kind of play a Hannah card here a little bit and choose my favorite show, and AB, who chose their favorite show. But I'm going to choose Survivor. Without Survivor... I don't think reality TV takes off the way reality TV is. I don't think we get the Bachelorettes and the Bachelors. It became an opportunity for us to realize that watching real people and their real drama unfold when money's at stake, when something's at stake, that's what spun off American Idol, The Voice. I think it was the groundbreaking show that gave us reality TV the way we saw, because we got The Real World and things like that, but Survivor changed reality TV forever. And I think reality TV is maybe at an all-time high.
Yeah, and how many seasons?
They're going to be celebrating season 50 here in the spring, Kevin.
Wow.
Yep, season 49 is in 2 weeks.
That's locked in.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to give you the fact again. Of all the shows that are nominated for Emmys, more people watch Survivor than any other show in terms of minutes. More than Severance, more than Abbott Elementary, more than White Lotus. Survivor. Almost double White Lotus. That's
I wonder how many of those people are women.
I wonder how many people are me.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So I never thought I would have to do a hashtag like this, and I hope I never, ever have to do one like this again. But right-wing personality and commentator Charlie Kirk was killed yesterday during an appearance at Utah Valley University as he was shot in the neck. So if you didn't know who Charlie Kirk was, he wasn't necessarily like an elected official, but he did have this like massive, massive following in the political realm. He was big on like social media as an influence. He would travel around, and that's actually what he was doing yesterday. He was at the college visiting for his first stop on his comeback tour. So he would go and he would talk to different college students. And yesterday, at 31 years old, it all came to a halt. Charlie is a husband. Charlie is a father of two young children. And details are still unfolding about all of this. But from what I understand and what I see, they're still looking for the shooter. There's been different arrests that have been made. The
of people have been let go. There hasn't been like a for sure, this is who it is, this is where that person was.
That's the weirdest thing about this. They've arrested two people and then released them, meaning makes me feel like, you know, the shooter's at is still out there.
Yeah.
And they don't know who it is. The release those people immediately means it feels like they're looking for leads on the case. The thing that makes me most sick to my stomach, because I think we all saw this on social media, it was just kind of unfolding, is it happened where on the day before 9/11, and now we're talking about 9/11, the feeling that we felt on 9/11 the 24 years ago was a feeling of unity, of us coming together as a country. We were American, and I don't necessarily know if America could be more divided right now. The fact that people are shooting each other or attempting to shoot each other based off political views or different disagreements on either side really shows you that we're in a very, very dark time that people cannot have strong, like, the backbone of moving things forward are people that have strong opinions and then learn from each other. And nobody is learning from each other. We're at the point where we're shooting at each other. It's gotten to a point where it's really disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many horrific layers to this. I hate that the video was circulating so quickly. His family, like, got no time for privacy, and I fear as if, like, that video will never go away. So I just, like, it shakes me to my core that no matter what you believe in, who he stands for, what side of the aisle, it doesn't matter. That is someone's husband. That is someone's father. And they have to forever have a video of their loved one being assassinated. That shakes me.
Yesterday was a dark day. One of the things we do remind you in the Hollywood Hashtag is to give you the information that everyone is talking about, and it is everywhere. People are looking for information. Right now, we don't have a lot of information as we are still looking for the shooter. We'll keep you updated as the information comes in.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Real question. When a dog passes, do you decide to, hey, it's time to get a new dog? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. How do you know? Like, is there a time on it? Did this have... We've all probably have lost a pet before. And then when did you know? Do you think it's a certain amount of time? Do you go right away and just feel like the house feels empty? Is it okay to do that? Does, like, if you lose a family pet, does it instantly get replaced? So then there's the love gets replaced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or do you have to give it a year, 2 years, a couple of months? This is happening in Kevin's sister-in-law is just devastated after the loss of their pet.
Yeah, their dog passed away about a month ago, and she still is not over it. Now, this is a dog they had for 17 years, or she had for 17 years, that was like the run of the litter, and it wasn't supposed to live past a month, but it defied all the odds. And they did all they could to keep this dog around for those 17 years. Like, the last couple years of this dog's life, I mean, they were like to the vet every other day, or, you know, changing the diet, doing all this stuff. So this is, they've lost a big household member, and she isn't over it. They, you know, they buried the dog in the backyard, and she constantly tells my brother, do you think he'll be okay? You think he's all right? And my brother's like, what do you do? Do we go get a new dog to kind of, I don't know, soften the blow and to kind of get her back to normal again, to having that love to give to another animal? Or is this something that you just never get over, and you just got to kind of, you know, hope that the time passes and that she'll start, you know, being more normal and won't be as upset that the dog is gone?
So not even when do you get a dog, or can you help Kevin's brother help with the grieving process? Like, is it getting a new dog? Is it giving time? Is there a way to honor that dog? 855-444-6342.
I am going to be horrible on this break. it's hard to talk about grief because everybody goes through it differently. My family, when one of our family dogs passed away, Mia, I do think adding another dog does help. You have to understand that no dog is going to be the exact same as another dog, but
I wouldn't tell your brother, like, go get another dog to soften the blow for her without having, like, her quote unquote consent or her okay to do that. Because she
not a surprise dog.
Surprise her with a dog.
Yeah,
I think
another dog surprise.
That would bring up probably a lot of emotions, but I could see how it could soften the blow. You're so used to, you know, taking the dog out and doing all these things, and to restart with a new dog could be a nice thing.
I'm going to play devil's advocate about the surprise dog thing, because no one likes really to be surprised. But, like, sometimes you don't know you're ready, or you don't know that it's going to, like, no dog is ever going to replace my past dog. And it's not about replacing that past dog. It's just about filling that void that was in the home. Like, all of a sudden, he's running around, and you get to go for walks again. You're like, I do miss my dog, but I'm glad that I have this again in my life. But she might always say, no, it's not time, it's not time. Right. And then all of a sudden, he does this for her, and she's like, you know what, I'm glad you did this, because I was never going to be ready. I never thought I was going to be ready, at least, and now it does feel it. Because it's hard, right? That's a hard decision to make. I think a month is probably too long, or too short,
too soon,
to, like, do a surprise. But if you were to do, like, the Christmas gift kind of thing, and you're like, you know what, I know you don't think you're ready, but I do think you're ready. Like, you know your significant other. I want to know, for you, when did you make the decision? Did it have to be a long period of time? Did someone have to surprise you? Did you like being surprised if you were surprised? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Help Kevin's brother out, who's kind of struggling with this right now. It's tricky to navigate when you lose a dog. It's part of the family. And Kevin's family is kind of dealing with this grief process right now. Kevin's sister-in-law is really struggling after they lost their dog after 17 years.
Yeah, you know, and this is a dog that my brother kind of married into. He wasn't there for the entire 17 years, but a couple of those years. And so it's like, this has been my sister-in-law's pal for that long. And when you lose an animal for that long, how do you get over it? Or what's the best way to make her feel better? Is it getting a new dog? Is it, you know, I mean, how much time do you need to pass before you get a new pet?
It's tricky to navigate. Hannah, what did someone say on the text line?
Yeah, we had Amy Therapist text in, conveniently. And she said, she gave the suggestion that for people who just lost a dog, maybe it would help if you volunteered at, like, an animal shelter, because you could get to spend time with other dogs. And then maybe if you feel a strong enough connection, that could be your sign.
Karen, that's what you recommended. You said, okay, if you're feeling the grief of it and you're feeling the loss, maybe just start looking still even?
Yeah. I mean, I've gone to some humane societies, and I would like to get another beagle, but I just haven't found one. And there's so many dogs that once you go around and look, all of a sudden, this person might just find one and say, okay, I want this one. So I think they need to, you know, take their time. And there's a lot of dogs out there that need homes.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Thank you so much for the call, Karen. Let's go to Kayla. Kayla, you lost two dogs. When did you decide to go get a new dog?
Yeah, so I lost two of my dogs, and then I have one that's 13 right now. So I look at him sometimes. He doesn't respond. I'm like, oh, no, is today the day?
Oh, man.
And breaks my heart. So, yeah, same thing, like what the therapist had said. I volunteer at rescues, and I found Pooh Bear, the 13-year-old. And I immediately, it was within a month, I was like, you're going home with me. My mother. Yeah.
So even immediately, you were able to, immediately find love again, find a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would recommend, like the therapist said, to go and interact with those dogs, and she may find her new dog.
It's kind of like that middle ground that thank you so much for the call, Kayla. Kind of like that middle ground that AB and I are talking about. Maybe not surprise her, but maybe surprise her with, hey, we're going to go look at dogs. And if this helps you, fills you with some happiness, or if it just hurts, then we don't. Maybe you're not ready.
Right.
Because sometimes it's not as fast to fill that void. Jen, you had lost a dog that you had for 16 years. How long did it take for you to fill that void?
It was about a year. We did honor her by having her ashes put into a Christmas ornament so that we would still have her tight with our family. And we actually had our kids pick out the next dog because they were, we just thought having them connect with another dog would help them with the grieving process.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. So it took about a year, but having the kids or having to find the dog in a different way was a helpful process. Susie, what is the way that you honored your dog after it passed away?
Well, my dog, I had four dogs at the time. I worked for a rescue group, but I had one dog that I'd rescued years before, and she'd been badly abused. But she was my heart dog. She was my special dog.
Yeah.
And when she passed, I decided to build a memorial garden. It's a beautiful flower garden in the front of my house. I put beautiful flowers. I put out a bird bath with a fountain and everything. But then I went to Menards, and Menards has solar-powered lights for gardens, and they're paw prints. And I put the paw prints through my garden, and so every night the paw prints come on, and I figure she's still walking through the garden.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think a lot of dog parents out there are like, oh, I'm going to get that for a dog we lost. That's a beautiful story. So thank you for sharing, Susie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.